Yes, happy Feel Good Friday. We are heading into what looks like a beautiful weekend of sunshine and warmer weather on the way. And I know on the farm it's been completely busy, sometimes stalled because of the rain. But crop report telling us this morning, 3/4 of the crop is in the ground now, over 70% done. Some of you are done, busy spraying, picking rocks, moving livestock to pastures. Hope it's gone well for you and continues to go well if you're still seeding. But short work week is almost over now, and the rain is behind us. So let the mosquitoes move in. They are probably hangry, that's for sure, if you're heading out to the Cathedral Village Arts Festival, where a lot of it is in green space. You may want to pack the bug spray. I heard they were eating a few there last night. But the riders, they're getting ready to take off to Winnipeg today for preseason action tomorrow, which means the Green Zone pregame show returns. And that'll start at noon. Kickoff 2 o'clock our time from Winnipeg. Got to give a shout out to everyone here for the AAA Subaru Hockey Classic. That's on over the Real District. Some of you from out of town here for that. I hope it's going well and you're enjoying your stay. And at the Real District tomorrow morning, there's an outdoor farmer's market in Confederation Park at 9. So the weather's good for that. Oh, and good luck to some of the Regina area football players heading up to Saskatoon. Sunday is Football Saskatchewan's 39th annual Senior Bowl game, the North versus the South. Busy, busy weekend. Tomorrow, I'm MC at the Alzheimer's Walk. Hope to see you there. It doesn't matter if you haven't already registered. You can do it right there in person or go online, alzheimers.ca. And all the money raised from this stays right here. And we'll be there with registration opening at noon in front of the ledge. You can't miss it. The music will be pumping out there. Register in person between noon and 1, and we'll walk at 1 o'clock. And it's because of that I can't get out to Momart. I was mentioning this yesterday. The 22nd annual pierogi run is on. You can run a 1, 5, or 10K race, then eat a plate of pierogies after. Some of my family's off there to do that tomorrow morning. However, I apologize, Momart. I can't make it there this year. Deadline for Canada Post. And it's union. Came and went.
Deal or no deal?
For now, no deal. Workers won't be hitting the picket lines just yet. They're choosing to turn down overtime instead for now, and that would, of course, mean deliveries in the long run could be a little slower, but Kevin Martel will fill us in a little more on the latest from Canada Post here at the top of the hour. Still hearing about a lot of frustration when it comes to property taxes. I'll review some of what Mayor Chad Baczynski said to me yesterday on the show in just a few moments, but needless to say, not much can be done about it, but many of you still texting about your property tax assessments and how mind-blowing it is. Thank you for your text. 1-877-300-7275. Some of the new ones I got, I'll share too. Last night, the Panthers pounced on Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final, winning 5-0. They're up 2 games on the Carolina Hurricanes now. Florida was just a beast. I watched a bit of that game. They were up 3-0 almost immediately in that game, and they are dishing out punishing hits. Total domination. It's as if the defending Stanley Cup champions can see someone trying to take their cup away, and they're not going to allow it. They are looking stronger as they go in to this series, and as I think will be at the Stanley Cup final. Of Americans are hitting the road traveling this weekend. It's Memorial Day long weekend because the price of gas there stateside is a lot cheaper than it has been over the years. They think that more will be out than ever before for Memorial Day long in the States, and you'll see less Canadians there because the stats just continue to show the trend going down from many Canadians wanting to go across the border this summer. And a lot less flights that are normally available to some of the destinations available. Even in major metropolitan cities like Calgary and Edmonton, they've backed off some of the direct flights going to the States because the demand is down, just as it is here. Although our direct flight to Denver has been going pretty well in its first week, and we still have Minneapolis as well, so good connecting flights. Soon Halifax is going to join. Still hearing about a lot of frustration since our conversation yesterday with Mayor Chad Baczynski about property taxes. Some of your texts, Sean had sent me a text, said, Greg, an 1,100-square-foot home in Wood Meadows, going up $1,200 this year in property taxes. Sean, thank you for that. Similar complaints from others wanting to know, why are our property taxes going up when our services seem to be lacking a little more? This one, Devin said, you know what, Greg? Landfill hours reduced. Was 7 to 7 last year, only 7:30 to 5:30 this year. So property taxes go up, our services get cut. Well, not entirely cut, obviously, but maybe shorter hours. He might have a point there, but a lot of grumpy. I get it. This is the week that many of us have been opening up our mail to find hikes in our property taxes. Me too. Mine went up $700 more a year. Some say theirs jumped as high as 2,000 or more, greater. And when I asked the mayor about it yesterday on the show, he could only provide comfort and a little explanation that sounds like perhaps many previous mayors and councils have just pushed the can down the road.
I totally understand the shock I'll answer the question. Mine went up, you know, somewhere around that neighborhood too. I go back to it's not a situation that I think especially a brand new council wanted to be in, but the reality is over the last decade we've chopped that mill rate for year after year, and we found ourselves in a situation where the work that we have to get done to make sure we don't have failures of our critical and core infrastructure, those things have to happen. So it's a challenging situation, but what we're looking to is to continue to learn and find ways where we can find reasonable increases, and that is what we're trying to do, is trying to find reasonable or low increases going forward, but still maintaining those critical components of our city.
Now, I did suggest to the mayor yesterday that perhaps he and council can look for outside revenue to alleviate our pain in the future, and I thought, maybe he and the crew could hold weekly fundraisers, like a bake sale, a weekend car wash fundraiser, just to help us out.
I'll take the car wash thing back, and we'll talk about it, but...
So there you go. He's saying there's a chance. We also got a response, too, from the mayor about the frustration a lot of us have who work downtown. Now, it's not so bad for me because I go home usually by noon, but those of you who leave 4:30 to 5 o'clock, tacking on an extra 45 minutes to get out of downtown because of all the major construction projects here, particularly 11th Avenue and Dewdney, it's just created long lines. And the mayor says the city will be taking feedback about how many emergency services are impacted. He said he understands the frustration, but it's all worth
it. Once we get that done, then, you know, when we open things up, it's going to be for the better. So patience is what I ask for and what I hope we can get through. And when we get to the end, there's going to be something really nice to show for it.
Okay, so let me break that down for you. I feel for you, but it's going to be like this till the fall at least, because that's when those projects on 11th and on Dewdney, we'll wrap up for the season. It's understandable. I know working longer hours, and some ask, why not work around the clock? Those are options, but not necessarily easy because of noise bylaws and those living nearby trying to get sleep. I know on the Dewdney project, they are using larger crews and working longer hours to try and move it along quicker, but that's the state we're in right now. Oh, I feel like being on a highway with this cranked up and driving, enjoying the summer sunshine. Well, we're not officially summer yet, but man, it is a good start. It's not that windy at all. Lots of blue sky. The sun is out. Promising weekend of weather here. And actually, even though May long always kind of kicks off what we call the unofficial start to summer, it really is summer movie season now because Mission Impossible is in theaters this weekend. And if you want to see Tom Cruise standing on the wing of a biplane in all his glory on the Kramer IMAX screen, you're in luck because it's playing there too, besides all the other theaters in town. The advantage of seeing it on the IMAX screen is that about 45 minutes of the almost 3-hour movie was shot with IMAX cameras. in particular, all the biggest stunt moments. So the realism is even greater on that IMAX screen because it's so ginormous and the enhanced sound. And joining me now from the Science Center, Ryan Alotta, tell you a little more about this. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you for inviting me.
I bought my tickets for Saturday showing 6:05, the new Mission Impossible, although I wish it had an intermission because I hear it's a long one, isn't it?
It is a long one, yeah. It's longer than some movies are for sure, but I think it's going to be so much action in it that you're not even going to notice. It's just going to fly by.
Well, tonight is the night. It opens up on that ginormous screen. For those who have never been to the IMAX, why is your theater so much different than all the others?
Yeah, well, certainly the screen size is one thing, but also just the fact that it's an IMAX format. So Mission Impossible was filmed for IMAX, so the picture is actually 26% larger. There's 26% more picture than you will get at other movie theaters, and then also the screen is larger on top of that. So it's just a great way to see a movie. It's the best way to see a movie.
So of all of the summer blockbusters coming, is this the one you think has been catching the most heat, or are there others yet to come?
There's a lot coming out. I think Mission Impossible is one that people have been waiting for a really long time. But we've got the How to Train Your Dragon movie is coming up next, which I think is going to be incredibly popular. And then tickets went on sale for the new F1 movie, which I'm personally really excited about, and I'm hearing a lot of stuff about. But this summer too, you know what, we got Superman, we got Tron Ares coming in the fall. I think it's going to be a really good year for movies, really exciting year for IMAX movies in particular.
Yeah, F1 with Brad Pitt, that does look pretty cool, as they shot a lot of it right on the track there in Las Vegas at that last Formula race.
But it's great, it gets people coming back. You know, we love the content, we're all huge movie fans here. And then, of course, you know, we're the only IMAX theater in the province, so it really is the best way to see a movie, and then that's something that we can bring to all of the people of Saskatchewan.
So it is as state-of-the-art as they get in the IMAX chain, right?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, we are one of a very few IMAX theaters that actually have the capability to go full screen on the size of screen that we have. It's called a 1.43 aspect ratio, so not just up-to-date, but we're actually, you know, really one of the top theaters anywhere in the world.
Have you had to amp up your popcorn game with the success of the IMAX and first-run movies?
When we did this, we actually doubled our popcorn capacity because we knew that people were going to be coming and buying more popcorn. So that's been a huge plus as well. We do have the best popcorn in the city. That's my personal claim anyway.
So. Bold statement. I'll test that Saturday when I'm watching Tom Cruise on the big screen there. Ryan Alotta, my guest from the Saskatchewan Science Center, Kramer IMAX Theater. Before I leave, the big screen there too. You make it pretty affordable. Like, some people might judge that it costs way more to go to the IMAX than a regular theater. Is that the case?
It's really not the case, actually. So, you know, we're considered, it's a premium large format. When you buy your tickets here, we don't have any surcharges on our tickets. So in some cases, we're actually less expensive than some of the other theaters in the city. We think that it's very affordable. That's the best way to see movies. So we invite everyone to come and check one out.
Summer's going to be here in no time at all. Kids will be out of school. We're looking for things to do. It's either a new exhibit or do you have school camps?
Yeah, we're already in full summer mode. Our summer exhibition, we actually opened just about a month ago now. It's called Phenomena. It's all about the science of perceptions and illusions. And it's really, really fun. It sort of helps you to explain how easy it is to sort of trick the brain. And there's a lot of great photo opportunities as well.
Are there summer camps for kids too?
Yep. We actually added a whole other run of summer camps. Our camps sold out so quickly that we added a second camp every week in the summer for ages 6 to 8. And we still have some space in those as well.
As you look forward into the future, what is it you would like to see in addition happen either at the Science Center or the IMAX?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're always working on is just making improvements to our exhibit floor. So bringing in new permanent exhibits, upgrading the exhibits that we have, that's something that, that you know, we're always working on. Kids are really hard on exhibits, and everything that's here is really hands-on. It's meant to be played with. It's meant to be fiddled with. And sometimes that means that that things get broken and need to be replaced. And so that's we have a great team that keeps on top of that. But that's one of the things that we're always working on and striving to improve.
Ryan, I appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you this weekend at Mission Impossible.
Enjoy the show.
Got a little rougher rider training camp yesterday. Coach Mace, not happy at all. Players kicked off the field again physically. It was really, the physicality was up, and it got rough after the whistle was blown a few times, so much so the coach was yelling to stop and then made them all run sprints. So what's that tell us all? That it should be a penalty field preseason game tomorrow in Winnipeg. The Green Zone pregame show starts at noon, kickoff at 2 tomorrow. When it comes to Canada Post, is there a deal?
Deal or no deal?
No deal for now. It's no postal strike, no deal yet. Instead, for now, the union will ban overtime, but a strike is still on the table. We'll get the latest here next from Kevin Martell, too. You know, last week, the Saskatoon exhibition announced their lineup and hyped up what's to come, and it's gotten some fairgoers here in Regina curious. Why haven't we heard anything yet? Normally we know by now, and we asked the Rail District, got an email back, and a statement that said the entertainment lineup is coming soon. One reason, I guess, is the Rail District has had to pivot and go look for another Midway, because the company, North American Midway Entertainment, which long ago some of you remember as Conklin Shows from way back, the company didn't renew its contract with Queen City X, and that company is still going to Saskatoon, but not here. And that's one of the biggest Midway companies and most respected out of the U.S., and they do Canadian provinces too. That's a large Midway to lose. And there are not a lot of Midway operators out there with top-notch service records either. I've gone to Minot in past years. Probably you have too. If you've ever gone to the State Fair for concerts, you have a greater appreciation for our Midway. Because, man, North American Midway has always operated a freshly painted, clean operation in comparison to a lot of Midway operators. That one in Minot, you just look and go, wow, pretty grimy. But I'm curious now what happens for the Queen City X, because, well, there's Canada's West Coast Amusements. That's a pretty solid name here in our country, but they do similar, rather smaller venues. Like, you'll see them on mall parking lots. Moose Jaw uses it for their hometown fair in June, which is June 20th, but they are a smaller operation. And if you look on their website, the summer calendar appears that they're booked the week of the Queen City X, so I don't think it's Canada's West Coast Amusements. So I'm not going to speculate anything here, but I'm really curious now how the QCX Midway is going to look if they haven't cut a deal with the same company again. As for announcing a concert lineup, hey, I'm going to give the Rail District a pass. It really is hard to get acts together these days on a somewhat limited budget, right? Canadian acts are the norm for a reason now. They get paid in Canadian dollars, and they're more easily available than those American acts we have enjoyed in years past, like Ludacris, Flo Rida, Jason Derulo. Those kind of acts, the tab is like $75,000 to $150,000 U.S. And a side note to all of this, there was a point in my life I just want to review when I think about the Midway. I was 10, maybe 11 years old, and it was Conklin Midway back then. And I remember standing there at Buffalo Days dreaming that this is what I'm going to do one day.
Yeah, what do you say? You guys want to go faster? Yeah, you're all looking so fine. I'm going to see you one more time. Jose.
I dreamed of being that guy, traveling the world with the Midway, asking people, do you want to go faster? Would have loved that job. Now look at me. Fail. Could have been so much better in life.